5. Next, we have talk of the county. Matchbox or telebox? After wholesome olden days fun comes olden person hypocrisy, says Rowan Mantell.
What's that noise, Grandma? It's the sound of me racking my brain. We were looking after 2-year-old Eliza for the day, and she likes to keep on top of what's going on. Where? Why? And whether she can join in. If there's a creak on the stairs or the click of a door opening, she needs to know who's there, what they're doing, and whether she can do it too. That Saturday, she was right on her game, alerting us to everything from the emergence of a lazy uncle from a lie-in to the rattle of a rain on the window, which meant someone, plus her, needed to rush out and rescue washing we had unaccountably hung out to get wetter. Inside, we played dancing and cafes. Then Eliza wondered whether we had Peter Rabbit on our television. Our television is funny like that. Sometimes it will offer up cartoon cacophonous Peter and a brightly coloured lineup of inspiring, infuriating, adorable, deplorable, depending on which side of 10 you are, characters that the girls recognise. It never manages to produce my least favourite infant, Boss Baby, and rarely delivers on interminable stories of animated pink and sparkly princesses speaking in accents of the world's most powerful, proud non-monarchy. I admitted that Peter could be summoned and then opened up a cupboard door. It brought her scampering faster than a radish-raiding bunny escaping a grumpy gardener's wrath. Eliza is a lockdown baby, born in the spring of 2020. In those long-ago pre-pandemic days, I used to look after her sister one day a week. At the back of the cupboard, there are still toys which had not been released from their own lockdown. Most had been taken round the corner and left one a day in my daughter's front garden, in what I saw as an excellent way to add variety to early isolating lockdown life and declutter our house, although my son-in-law suggested it was nearer to fly-tipping. Today we found 2 jigsaw puzzles, a sticker book and a box of toy cars. That was us sorted for the rest of the day. Most of the cars had been dispersed during lockdown, but the leftovers included several Hot Wheels vehicles from Uncle's childhoods and 3 from Grandad's boyhood back when dinosaurs roamed the earth and toy cars were made in England, not China. Big sister Charlotte had been at a friend's house, but on her return was delighted to join our car club. One of her superpowers is imaginative play, and after the cars had been lined up, counted and distributed between Eliza's collection of bags and pockets, little sister heard a hammering indicating Grandad was out in the garage and was obliged to see what she could do to help. So the cars took on a new life in a Charlotte drama featuring 4-wheeled heroines, baddies and bodyguards. Eventually, the sound at the door was the return of Mum and Dad, and I was proud to debrief on 12 hours of no tears and no telly. They went home with new old cars, and there was no one to ask what the noise was and what hypocrite means when we sat down and turned on the television.